Number 2. Campus Life.
Claire, have you heard the latest?
No. What's that?
It's time for a revolution.
What do you mean?
You know how every semester we get a new group of freshman students coming into the dorms, and every semester this means we have too many students for the number of rooms?
Sure. It's the same every semester.
Well, next semester the university is planning some big changes.
Oh yeah? Like what?
They plan to hold a lottery to decide who has to give up their rooms for the freshmen.
You're kidding!
Not at all. All the names of current residents go into a hat, and they pull out names to see who has to live somewhere else.
You mean I might have to move just because someone randomly picks my name out of a hat?
That's right.
I don't like that. Then what happens to my room?
Then a freshman gets the dorm room of the student who was chosen from the hat.
So even if you've done nothing wrong, you might still get kicked out of your room?
Yes, exactly.
That's terrible.
I know, but I have a much fairer plan.
I'm all ears.
First, we create a lot more theme dorms.
Theme dorms, eh? You mean like the honors dorm that's just for students with high grades?
Exactly. We already have some theme dorms, the honors dorm and the smoke-free dorm. We need more like these, each with really, really strict rules.
I see what you mean. A student chooses a dorm and agrees to live by the strict rules.
Right. But of course, quite a few of them won't be able to stick to the strict rules in the theme dorm.
I see. So when they break the theme dorm rules, they'll get kicked out, right?
Exactly. Oh, and when they get kicked out, they won't get their fees refunded.
Good idea. So the university can then rent the room out to another student and make even more money.
Yes, and in the long run, use the extra money to build more dorms. Overcrowding problem solved.
Fantastic. But we'll need to kick out some students this semester so we can start the new system. Who should get kicked out?
We can just kick out anyone with a grade point average below, say, 2.0. They're obviously not good students.
1. What did the students say about the plan to solve the problem of overcrowding? Two. How does the woman feel about the plan that the man suggests? Three. What can be inferred about the man? Four. Listen again to part of the conversation and answer the question.
Yes, and in the long run, use the extra money to build more dorms. Overcrowding problem solved.
What does the man mean when he says this?
Yes, and in the long run,